And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki the Elf, Who Wants to Be a Real Taxicab Driver. Yuki Butcher has been changed into an elf. Mr. Oodlesharp, the big boss in the land of make-believe, has changed our taxicab driver friend into an elf just like Sparky. Today, Sparky and Yuki have been sentenced to spend some time in the Tangly Tower. They've made their way through the Tangle Vine Forest, and they're now at the top of the tower. Yuki, who has been changed into an elf, remember, is trying to make up his mind to go in. Let's go back just a few moments in time as Sparky and Yuki climb up the tower.
Boy, Yuki, it sure is awfully dark inside the Tangly Tower. Well, just let me climb up there alongside of you, Sparky lad. Yeah, it is dark in there, all right, isn't it? Well, let's go on inside, Sparky lad. We won't find any secret in there by staying out here looking in. Here, I'll give you a boost into the window. Yeah, just push me up onto the windowsill. That's all you have to do, Yuki. Yeah, all right. There you go. Now, reach down and pull me up there with you, will you? Okay, here we go. Up you come. Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'm up, Sparky. Well, Sparky lad, it's a pretty good drop from up here on this windowsill down to the floor. Guess we'll have to jump down there. Yeah, it looks like that's the only way we're going to get down to the floor, Yuki. Boy, I wish it wasn't so dark in there. I can't even see the floor. Can you? Well, I can't see a thing in there. Just as black as the inside of a lump of coal inside of that there Tangly Tower. You'd think some daylight from outside here would go in through this window and light up the place. There's something mighty strange and mysterious about this here tower, Sparky lad. I just feel like there's somebody inside there watching me. Yeah, me too. Hey, maybe if we stuck our heads in further, we could see something. Well, stick your head in there if you want to, Sparky lad. Go ahead, take a look around. On second thought, maybe I'd better just call and see if there's anybody in there. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a better idea. Go ahead, call and see if there's anybody in there. All right, I'll just stick my head in a little bit, so if anybody is in there, they'll be sure to hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there is somebody in there, Yuki. Did you hear that? Did you hear him call hello back to me?
Yeah, call something else down there. Ask them who they are.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey! Who are you in there?
Who are you in there?
Ah, Yuki. It's only my echo. There's not anybody in there. Come on, let's jump through the window and go inside.
Well, now, wait a minute there, Sparky lad. It's awfully dark down there. Let's just wait a minute and think this over.
Well, what's to think about? Come on, let's jump into the Tangly Tower. After all, we'll never get out of this Tangle Vine Forest unless we find the secret of escape, and it's hidden somewhere in the Tangly Tower.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right.
All right. Let's just get inside there and look for the secret of escape from the Tangle Vine Forest. Okay. You jump first, Yuki.
Yeah, all right. Stand back, lad. Here I go. Boy, I sure hope I land on my face. Hey, where's the floor? Where am I going to land? Wait a minute. Hey, don't tell me there's any floor in this thing.
The last time I was with Big John, that's the last time I was with him, see, that I remember. He was too busy worrying about you to even think about that there McClenahan gal. Yeah.
Oh, was he, Yuki?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said he didn't know what he'd do without you around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you know? Only, what if after I come back home, he starts having dates with that Miss McClenahan again?
Well, Sparky lad, I've been thinking this thing over. When it comes right down to it, what's so horrible about Big John having dates with the young lady?
What's so wrong about it?
Yeah.
Yuki, that's love stuff.
Oh, I hate to say this, Sparky lad, but when you get right down to that, what's so wrong with that there love stuff?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Oh, Yuki, real he-men never have anything to do with love stuff. Do you ever see a cowboy on television fall in love?
No, but...
Do you ever see a real top detective in a detective program fall in love?
Well, no, but you see...
Sure, boy. Love stuff is for sissies.
Well, now, look, wait a minute, Spikey lad. Would you call George Washington a sissy or one of the presidents of the United States, any one of them?
Well, no.
Well, every president of the United States, except one, was married. And if he was married, he must have had a girlfriend before he got married in order to get married, didn't he?
Well...
And would you call big league baseball players and champion boxers and hockey players and football players and wrestlers, would you call them sissies?
No.
Well, most of them, their fellers are married or got girlfriends. You wouldn't call your favorite wrestler Old Charm and Charlie or Boat Crushing Hex Smashers, Hex and Smash. You wouldn't call them sissies, would you, Sparky lad?
Hey, is Charm and Charlie married?
Is he married? He's got 8 kids. All girls.
All girls?
Yeah.
Even a tough wrestler like Charm and Charlie has got 8 girls in his family?
Well, 9. Don't forget his wife.
Huh. Well, I'd still rather not have Big John going on dates with that Miss McClanahan, though. Don't you think we could try to stop him from being in love with her?
Well, now, that isn't something that can exactly be done. I mean, you don't stop somebody being in love, Sparky lad.
Can't. Why not?
Well, let's put it this way, Sparky lad. Let's just try to bring this a little closer to home. Now, do you like Big John?
Well, sure, you see a whole lot. In fact, I more than like Big John.
You more than like him, huh? All right. What is more than like, what do you call it, this, like, you know?
Well, I guess I love him.
Yeah. But I thought you said you didn't go for that there love stuff.
Oh, yeah, but now, wait a minute. This is different. You see, I love Big John like, like a daddy. I mean, all little kids love their mothers and daddies.
Yeah, but it's still love, Sparky lad. It's just like that old saying, no matter how you cut it, it's still baloney. No matter how you look at it, it's still love. I kind of hate to compare love to baloney, but what are you going to do? Well, then again, I guess you could compare love to baloney, because I love baloney. Nothing I love better than a good baloney sandwich. Yeah, I guess you could mention love and baloney in the same breath. As long as the baloney didn't have no garlic in it. Yeah.
Well, couldn't we just see how Big John feels about that Miss McClanahan by now? I mean, maybe he doesn't love her anymore.
Now, Sparky lad, I'm sure this here romance between Big John and Miss McClanahan will never develop into nothing serious.
It already is serious. As soon as Big John broke his ankle, didn't she rush to see him? And now, doesn't she come to our house every day after she gets done working at the radio station and come out and fix Big John's supper? I mean, how serious can you get?
Look, lad, there's only one way to break up this romance.
How's that?
We gotta get Miss McClanahan interested in some other man.
Hey!
Huh?
Great!
Huh?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. But how are we going to do that?
Well, it's very simple, very simple.
Yeah, how?
Well, first of all, Sparky lad, you have to admit it that there Rosalie McClanahan has a pretty good-looking gal, right?
Well, yes, she is.
As a matter of fact, I think I might go so far as to say she's pretty close to beautiful there. The fellers of the Taxi Cab Drivers Union, local number 645, would say she's a pretty fancy dish.
Yeah.
So?
I guess so.
It'd take a pretty good-looking and handsome young feller to get Miss McClanahan to fall in love with him, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, Sparky lad, now the first thing we have to do is find us a pretty dashing and handsome young feller. One with charm and personality, a feller that all the gals fall in love with on first sight. In other words, Sparky, what we got to do is find us a ladies' man.
Yes, but where are you going to find one?
Sparky lad?
Yes, Yuki?
I shall be glad to donate myself for this worthy cause. You take what I put on my best pair of patent leather shoes and my houndstooth pants with that there light green half-wool, half-rayon sweater, and what I slick down my hair with Barbara Bronze's hair tonic with lilac cologne added. I'm a pretty slick-looking customer.
Yuki, do you mean you're going to try to get Miss McClanahan to fall in love with you so you can take her away from Big John?
I shall make the supreme sacrifice, Sparky lad.
Yuki!
As a matter of fact, Sparky lad, I shall go on record right now and make a prediction. Within 3 months, I shall be married to the very beautiful and charming Miss Rosalie McClanahan.
Oh, Yuki, do you realize what you're saying? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy! Yuki says the only way we can get Big John to forget about Miss McClanahan is to have a dashing and handsome young fella come along and steal her away from him. And Yuki says that he'll donate his services to the cause. I wonder if Yuki can make Rosalie McClanahan fall in love with him. Well, we shall see. You know, Yuki is sort of handsome when he gets all dressed up in his best patent leather shoes and his houndtooth pants and light green sweater he wears. Especially when he sticks down his hair with that hair tonic he uses. Yeah, maybe it'll work. It just might. Well, we shall see. So long, dear.